culture journalist Zara Hederman, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Zara, regular listeners will know that you watch Love is Blind. It's a reality show where couples meet and fall in love and get engaged without ever seeing each other, right?
Yeah, sight unseen. That's the big tagline for it. And as you said, I did watch it. I had tried to distance myself from it because it had just, I found, gotten quite toxic in later seasons.
Really? Okay.
But
and season 10 now. On Netflix now. And so an exchange between a couple went viral this week. What happened?
So basically we had a couple, Chris and Jessica, and this came really out of the blue. So they got engaged in the pods and they were madly in love. They were getting on great.
Without seeing each other.
Yeah, yeah, without seeing each other. And even afterwards when they went on the holiday they have to go on and then moving in together, it all still seemed to be going quite well. They were talking about their future and then they had a very frank conversation where he sat down with her and he said that there was something kind of missing in the relationship and he didn't want to sound like a bad person, but basically he said that usually the type of woman that he dates does Pilates and CrossFit every day, and he was kind of struggling and saying, so usually what I'm trying to say is people that I date have, and he couldn't finish the sentence, and she says, a different body, and he basically says, yes, kind of. Now, in saying this, Jessica is a remarkably beautiful woman, is slim, like has a great figure, is very confident in her figure and herself. So I think that's why this conversation in particular just really blew up and people are really shocked and appalled by it.
Are they? So the internet and the wider world horrified. What did, were you shocked?
Horrified.
Really?
Horrified.
Yeah, and you had been a viewer of the show. Yeah,
yeah. Especially, I think what was so shocking from the point of just they were getting along together so well, but I think what was really awful to see is that, like, this is 2026, and we should have come so much further in our body image conversation, like body positivity.
So the I like sporty women who do Pilates and stuff. This was taken as it was code for like your body's not good enough.
Exactly. Yeah, so it was very misogynistic slant to it. And actually one of the responses...
Is it misogynistic though? Like, I mean, I know the point of the show is that it's not about image or how the person looks, but are the laws of human attraction, like we are kind of animals when it comes down to it, we can be superficial, like, and it you know, who you fancy is often based on...
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like looks is part of it, personality is part of it. But I think the misogynistic trend of it with this is the way he was like speaking to her and kind of projecting a very negative image. He's projecting an ideal of she is not a kind of woman that she should be almost you know, that he's expecting. And I think I was really horrified by this with like how we're seeing kind of people talk to people like this again and humiliate people on a hugely successful reality TV show.
So you were saying it's become toxic in general. Is part of the story here the kind of men that the show is attracting? Yeah,
a lot of the time. And like as we said, like the premise of this show is a lot of them come on to say that they want to find someone who will connect with their heart and their spirit because they've dated on looks before and it hasn't worked out for them.
Okay.
But we've seen in the past on the show, like when they're in the pods and they can't see one another, a lot of the time the men will be like, and you know what, like talking around how the woman looks, they'd be like, so do you work out a lot?
Okay.
Would I be able to put you in my pocket? Like that kind of really horrible kind of conversation.
Okay.
And actually in a previous season, there was a couple, Cole and Zainab, who they got engaged, but he had a connection with someone else. And when he met the other person, he was immediately attracted to her. And this brought out huge insecurities with Zainab, who's otherwise a very confident, very beautiful woman. And there was an exchange that always plays in my mind where they were supposed to go for dinner and she had like an orange in the kitchen and he turned her and went, are you actually going to eat that now? Like, why do you feel the need to eat this? So making comments on what she was eating. And we've seen that.
And is money emerging as a theme here as well? Yeah.
Yeah, money, again, as I said, when they get to live together, some of the kind of bigger topics come up and money has been a big one where like some of the women will kind of go down a line of, well, men should pay for dinner. I expect like I should never have to pay for that. And like another couple, they had said that they were getting on really well, but they broke up when she found out that he had a poor credit score. Like,
Okay.
They were days away.
Due diligence. vengeance was done. Yes.
They were days away from the altar and all seemed like they were going to say, I do.
Okay.
He had student loans that he had cleared and he did say that maybe some financial kind of lack of foresight, I have a bit of a poor credit score, and that just ended things for them.
And is there also a kind of a Tradwife vibe emerging on it as well in recent seasons?
Yeah, especially in the kind of later ones from season 8 to now. And I think that's just because, as we're seeing, like in America and also in like Married at First Sight in Australia, there's a lot more of a conservative kind of preference to people.
Okay.
And especially when it comes to gender roles at home. Like we see a lot of like men and women saying that, like, well, like when you come home after a day of work, I want to be your wife who'll have the dinner ready for you on the table. I want my husband to be the provider for the family, and I'll stay at home. And also men on that kind of tilt as well, just like saying to the women, I don't want my wife to like have to worry about having a career. I want to be the one going out there and being the provider.
Okay, so Zara, there's going to be a Netflix show about this in about 5 or 10 years, isn't there, about how appalling it was. Are we approaching time's up on this show?
I hope so. Because it is really uncomfortable to see, and just I think with the body image kind of element to it, like even with the recent America's Next Top Model documentary that came
out,
and just like how we haven't really gone that kind of progressed any further with that, and also just we see the things around it, like different kind of right wing streamers kind of purporting looks maxing, where it's like looks are being preferred over like a person's emotional intelligence. So I do definitely feel that there will be shows examining this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, look, someone says here, I agree with everything Zara says about Love is Blind, but every second video on Instagram is about sculpting bodies. So I can't accept conversations about body positivity should be moved forward in 2026. Okay, Zara Hederman, that always good to get a dispatch from the front lines of the culture wars. Thank you very much. We'll take a break.